Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am truly blessed to be able to come to you with this information.
And good morning to you on this wonderful, beautiful August day. I'm telling you, it has been a wonderful weekend and week, and I hope that you are, or you had a wonderful week also. We had lots of rain here in Dallas this past week, which we absolutely needed it, and my garden has begun to really enjoy it, and the plants have perked up, and they're really green, and my tomato plants are getting revived, thankfully, and it's cooled down. The rain has cooled it down. It's right now it's 78 degrees. It's supposed to be cloudy today, but I've got this wonderful sunshine coming into my windows, and you know, we're going to have a high of 85, which is like, yes, finally getting out of the 100 degree weather. Now, we've been pretty lucky here in Texas, but other areas of the country has not been quite so fortunate with the rain. And I'm talking about our neighbors to the southeast, which is Louisiana, unprecedented flooding in areas where they've never had flooding before. They weren't in the floodplain, but the river went up over its banks. I mean, ridiculously, people's entire homes have been swallowed up with this flood. So, you know, if that's your entire home, that's got to be at least 10 feet, right, including your roof and so on, and cars in the water, and, you know, lives have been lost, unfortunately. Some people, you know, they refuse to leave their homes, that, you know, they're stuck up on the second floor, you know, there's no sanitation, there's no way to cook, there's no way to sterilize their water. And so I've just been in prayer about them, and hopefully you have been too. Because this is something that's difficult to deal with. And in talking about there's, you know, if you're thinking about ways to help, and I'm going to be talking about love today and the things that we can do. So there's a couple charities that, you know, I'm really familiar with. And, you know, we all know about the Red Cross. You know, the Red Cross shows up at all times. You know, a small disaster, a big disaster, somebody's house burns down, they, you know, they can be available and, you know, give people help and that kind of thing. And we've got the Salvation Army that I'm sure is showing up. And there's multiple churches and things gathering clothes and things for people there in the South. And people think of clothes and shoes and, just personal items a lot of times, and water and food and those kinds of things. And I was laying there yesterday, as a matter of fact, thinking about it. And my question to myself was, are there blankets? Are there towels? Are there washcloths being sent also? So if you're thinking about something, ask that question, because I know tons of clothes and shoes and those kinds of things and food and water are going to be sent. But how about a blanket and a washcloth and towel, deodorant, toothpaste, all of those things? Think about those things while we go into meditation. All right, so for those of you who are new to the show, I always do a meditation in the beginning, and today I'm going to do a little differently. So if you're in a location where you can close your eyes, then do so. Otherwise, if you're driving or operating machinery, either pull over and stop or disengage from the machinery before listening to this part of the show. I'm going to take you this morning through a short meditation, which can really demonstrate how you can learn personally how to relax your body in a short amount of time. How, when you're in a very deep, maybe highly area of distress or stress, you can take a few minutes and totally relax your body. And when you do this, your thinking gets clearer. All right? When you're in stress, you have a difficult time thinking and getting answers and hearing the voice. And the voice is in capital letters. So I want you to close your eyes slowly. Place your hands on your thighs. This is just like a nice, comfortable position. If you've got armrests, rest your arms on the armrests. Or just rest them on your thighs or wherever they feel comfortable. A lot of times we have no idea what to do with our hands. Sometimes they're kind of, we notice them and they're a little awkward. So relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, this is something you can do when you think about taking that break and de-stressing yourself easily and effortlessly. And you start at the top of your head. And you relax. And you start really relaxing all the muscles of your body. The more you resist relaxing, the more your body wants to relax. Relax your neck and your shoulders, your chest. Still breathing deeply. And when you breathe in, your stomach should go out. And when you breathe out, your stomach should come in. Because as you're breathing in, you're taking in air. So it's not about bringing that stomach in. You're supposed to let your diaphragm lower. And that means your stomach goes out. And then when you breathe out, your diaphragm is coming in and helping push the air out. So relax your necks and your neck and your shoulders, your chest, your back, your abdomen, and your hips and thighs, your ankles and your feet. You're coming from the top of your head all the way to the tips of your toes. Your whole body is relaxed. If your legs are crossed, you uncross them. We don't want to block any energy flowing from our heads to our toes. And in a deep state, your body is in a deep state of relaxation. There's absolutely nothing for you to do except relax and listen to my voice. In whatever manner relaxation feels to you, it is right. Relax. Even though you may not feel it now, you are creating new mental pathways in your brain. Anytime you want to come to this physical and mental state, you will just have to say the word relax 3 times and you will return to this state easily and effortlessly. As you go about your day and things happen, there's something that you can say that will help you feel better and help you also relax. And those, here are the words, and you can repeat them after me every day, every way. I am better, better, and better. Negative thoughts and words have no power over me at any time. Relaxing is so beneficial. So as you notice the place in your body where you feel most relaxed, you realize that the feeling is moving throughout your body. And relaxing is wonderful. Take a deep breath. I am going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be wide awake, feeling rested as though you had a full night's rest. You're going to be relaxed, and you are always, always open for learning. Anytime you want to learn, you're reading, you're taking a class, always go into a meditative state of relaxation and be open to learning. 1, 2, coming out slowly, 3, 4, 5, you're wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. You see, I hope this short demonstration for you is going to give you a way to relax your body, de-stress your life, and move forward. Okay, so I want to thank you for being here again. I want to suggest and request that you share this show with your friends and neighbors and colleagues, that if you feel that it is beneficial and the things that you learn here in the short amount of time that we're together, please share it. Please share the link, share the phone number, share the link. There is over 5 years worth of audio available to you at blogtalkradio.com/ Commanding Your Life. Okay, so today's topic, all things are possible with God or they are not. Wow, where did I get that from? Wow, I'll call it substitute, but really a guest today, Minister Veronica, and she was talking to us about love and being open and that we are a powerful expression of God in the flesh, that we have God within us. When we look at one another, and I've told you this before, that when I look at you, I see God. I see the essence of God. I see God's creation. And she brought on the fact that we worry about things. We get upset. We tarry, we just go off the deep end a lot of times. And she says, you know, if you're Christ-like, you're following the teachings of Christ, you're following the teachings in the Bible, then there's one. And Mark 10:27, and Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible with God. And well, what was he talking about here? And where was he? Well, in Mark 10, there was a man whose child was ill. So let me read that whole passage for you, because, you know, I like to go before and after. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Most people remember that particular verse. That's Mark 10:24. So before that, it's the young man who asked, how can I follow you? And Jesus said, you know, sell all your stuff. Now, give it to the poor and then come follow me. And the young man just went, maybe not, right? So that's Mark 24:25. And let me go on. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved, right? It's like, wait a minute, you know, you're telling me that if I make a little money, I can't go into heaven? You know, that's my sidebar on that one. Okay, so on 10:27 is where I said Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Then Peter spoke up and said, we left everything to follow you. 29, truly I tell you, Jesus said, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel. All right, not just him, but and the gospel will fail to receive. No one, let's put this in here. Let's skip the middle and say no one will fail, right? So no one who has left home, brothers or sisters or anything else for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children. So all of them will be replaced, but also along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And, you know, all things are possible with God, particular verse has been talked about many, many times, right? Many, many times. And we try to look and these, all things are possible with God. Okay, but you're complaining. You're saying you're not living the life that you think you should, or you've got issues. He's got problems that won't go away. But all things are possible with God. Where are they? So I'm going to bring in another one for you and give you a little contrast so that you'll see where my mind is taking up. Mark, the 9th chapter. Starting in the 16th verse. Going all the way through to the 29th verse. Okay. What are you arguing with them about? He asked. A man in the crowd answered, teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It was has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Now this one, 23rd, is the one I can imagine this. If I can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. You know, because he's concerned about getting his child healed from the master. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. I like this. I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. This kind can only come out only by prayer. Well, there's a, what I want to say. A statement in here that tells me why all things are possible with God. Did you get it? Did you figure it out? It's also my signing off statement when I am, you know, whatever I'm doing, I sign off with it. So I'm giving you a moment to think about it. All things are possible with God. Matthew 9:29, which is my sign-off one. I just do the last pass and I kind of paraphrase it myself. But Matthew 9:29 is after Jesus healed the blind men. There were 10 of them. And only one of them came back to say, thank you. I have my sight. Thank you so much. And at 9:29, he says, then he touched their eyes and said, because of your faith, it will happen. Because of your faith, it will happen. Here. In Mark 9, the 23rd verse, when Jesus rebuked the father in a way when he said, and the father asked, if you can do anything, right? And Jesus said, if you can, of course I can. Everything is possible for one who believes. Okay? So 9:29, because of your faith, it will happen. Everything is possible for one who believes. All things are possible with God. Philippians 4:13. And I've heard more people, they repeat this like a mantra. And then in the next voice, it's, but I don't have this. And did you see so-and-so? Did you? What? No. I don't know how that's going to ever happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think. I don't believe so-and-so. I want this new job, but it's just impossible for me to get this. Just listen to yourself. Now, you may not be saying things that way, but you'll be saying things in ways that you think that you can't do it. And here's the verse that a lot of people say, Philippians 4:13. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. That's the New Living Translation. New International Version says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. King James Bible, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I love that, strengtheneth me, right? New American Standard, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that as much as you believe that when you take a breath, you're bringing oxygen into your lungs so you can continue to live? Do you believe that when you open your mouth to speak, the words will come out? Do you believe that what you desire is yours and can be yours? And I'm not giving any caveats other than if it's possible, if you're smart enough, and I mean smart enough, like if you want to be a scientist, you know, do you have the neurons that fire in such a way that you can be a scientist or a mathematician, if that's what you want to be? I mean, sometimes, yes, we got to be reasonable about what are our capabilities. What is your gift? What gifts have you been given that you're not using because you do not have the faith and the belief to move forward on it? You know, sometimes I also look at myself and I go, you didn't finish that. You didn't accomplish that. Why didn't you do that? Yeah, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You didn't make those steps that you were supposed to do. You didn't love someone you were supposed to love. You weren't kind and you didn't say a kind word to that person. And speaking of love and kindness, things can change one person at a time. Things can move forward one person at a time. So I'm looking for right here a quotation because Pastor Veronica had PowerPoints yesterday. And here's the one I'm looking for. And it was by Lynn McTaggart. She wrote the book, The Field. And I quote that to her in my book, Manifesting the Life You Want, Prime Directives for Abundant Living. And she said, a single collective directed thought is all it takes to change the world. So what are you going to do to change the world? Do you believe that all things are possible through God? Do you believe that you can be and do the things that need to be done? I was talking about charities a little bit earlier, and one of my favorite charities is ShelterBox. I am doing a fundraiser in September for ShelterBox, and I will be posting a link on my blog talk shows. I will have a link on my blog. So anyway, I want to thank you for joining me today, and have a great week.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.